1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The fate of the budget over the next 2 years will now be decided by Governor Tony Evers. The Republican-led legislature passed the two-year funding bill last week with provisions that Evers has promised to veto. Those include a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system over diversity offices and a tax cut that favors the wealthiest Wisconsinites. The governor's office can make the changes to the budget through specific line item vetoes, or he could veto the entire budget and require the legislature to start over. The fight over the future of Wisconsin's elections administrator is likely headed to the courts. Terry Bell with more.
Wisconsin's six elections commissioners deadlocked on nominating Megan Wolf for reappointment last week. Commissioner Ann Jacobs is one of the three Democratic commissioners who abstained. She says the language of the laws make it clear that Wolf stays on the job.
And they begin with the clause, if a vacancy occurs. Quite simply, under the law itself, a vacancy hasn't occurred.
Jacobs points to the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that let Fred Prehn stay on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired. Nevertheless, Senate Republicans are pushing to force a confirmation vote, but Jacobs says Wolf doesn't have to cooperate.
Why would she go when she is the administrator and there's nothing to have a hearing about?
Many Republicans blame Wolf for perceived problems with Wisconsin's election system. Jacobs was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
There's a new push in Congress to stabilize milk prices and save family farms. The Milk from Family Dairies Act would set a minimum price that processors would have to pay farmers. It would also encourage farmers not to overproduce, which sends prices down. Lynn McBride is active in the National Family Farm Coalition.
Our plan would send signals to dairy farmers across the country about the amount of milk that's demanded in the market, and any dairy farmer who's interested in exceeding that wouldn't be paid the same as all the dairy farmers who are meeting that level.
The coalition would like to see the proposal included in the U.S. Farm Bill. Congress is set to vote on it this fall. Home prices in Wisconsin have more than doubled over the past 10 years, outpacing neighboring states here in the Midwest. That's according to a new report out from the University of Wisconsin Extension, using data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The report credits lack of housing supply following the Great Recession, preventing the state from keeping up with demand and leading to the staggering increase in prices over the past decade. Since February 2012, Wisconsin went from the second lowest median home sale price in the Midwest to the second highest, according to the report. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. In Northeast Wisconsin, police are investigating multiple drug overdoses at one address on Bellevue's Seville Drive. According to WBAY News, Brown County authorities got a call around 9 p.m. Thursday night that as many as three people had overdosed. Deputies administered Narcan. Patients were conscious when taken to the hospital, but the next morning, authorities received a call that there was another overdose at the same address. Despite medical attention, that person did not survive. No names, ages, genders, or even type of drugs involved were provided by authorities. The investigation is ongoing. If you like airplanes and beer, then you'll love this year's EAA a little more. AirVenture will have a special commemorative beer thanks to a partnership with Stone Arch Brew Pub. The Appleton company is featuring cans with seven different labels, one for each day of the event. Each label will also represent a piece of history. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
The Brewers host the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew is back home after their road trip. The Brewers taking two out of three games in Pittsburgh after beating the Pirates yesterday 6-3. William Contreras got things going in the third. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras sends it into deep left center field. That is way back there, and Contreras sends it out of here. A three-run home run.
Brewers Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, William's having a really nice season. I mean, he's having an excellent season. Our catchers in general are having excellent seasons, and Williams is the offensive player combined with the defensive player that we were hoping we could get, and we're lucky to have him.
Colin Ray got the win. Closer Devin Williams got the save and learned he's headed to the All-Star game again this year.
It's a really special honor to be selected to this game, so it's just kind of that I keep working to get better. You know, I'm really grateful.
So the Brewers opening a four-game home series today, first pitch at 1:10. Golf, Bernhard Langer wins the U.S. Seniors Open in Stevens Point, finishing 7 under par, 2 shots ahead of Steve Stricker, 3 ahead of Jerry Kelly.
It's been a long time coming, but, you know, the record of 46 wins happened this week. It's certainly one of the greatest tournaments we ever compete in. And, you know, to beat this field where everybody was here, especially Stricker and Kelly on their home grounds, is a very special feeling.
College football. The Badgers have suspended linebacker Jordan Turner after admitting he was arrested on an OWI charge. NBA. The Bucks re-signing Jay Crowder to a one-year deal. Over the weekend, they also signed a two-year deal with Brooke Lopez worth $48 million. Bucks GM John Horst on signing Chris Middleton despite only playing in 33 games last season.
Chris obviously had stops and starts last year. It's part of anyone's NBA journey. Probably easy to forget the Iron Man that he was prior to that.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW. WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dodd Show.
On 540 AM, WAUK.
WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. 6 to 7, the Maggie and Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
All right, welcome back to to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with a high of 87. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 90. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, and she's a Texas immigration attorney. You know, Ms. Goldfinch, it is when we, and it's so good to have you on the air, because the misconceptions and lies that are wrapped around the whole immigration issue and bigotry and all of those things. You mentioned earlier that our nation needs these immigrants. There's no question whatsoever. You constantly hear people talking about the fact that all these companies, there aren't enough people to work the jobs. People are lazy. They don't want to work the jobs. The kinds of jobs that are needed to be worked in the service industry, which is heavily laden with where most of the jobs are now, don't pay a lot of money, and there aren't a whole lot of Americans lined up to do those jobs. Why is it that you constantly hear people, well, they're bringing fentanyl into the country? The gang, I forgot the name of the gang that they were saying was going to come here and do all kind of damage. You know, to say that these people are coming here to commit crimes is definitely untrue. We've got enough, you know, born and bred Americans that commit enough crimes ourselves than to laden people who are coming here to do what many of these people are coming here to do, find a better life and a better opportunity, and they'll take anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talking about this, there's lots of different ways to approach it. There's data, there's statistics that definitely show that immigrants and migrants commit crime at a much, much lower rate than natural-born citizens, and that, you know, 95% of migrants who are placed into the asylum system and have court hearings to attend, that they show up for their hearings. They don't abscond. So there's data about that, and then I can share with you my anecdotal experience as an immigration lawyer in Texas. I've been working with migrants now for 15 years. It's a focus of my practice. So I've worked with thousands of migrants from around the globe, most of them asylum seekers. And what I can tell you from my personal experience is that these are people, number one, certainly are not criminals themselves. They're fleeing criminal organizations. They're fleeing danger and violence because really the drug traffickers, the cartels, et cetera, those guys, I'm going to say guys, they're doing just fine where they are. They're right. Not looking to immigrate to the United States. So the migrants are the ones who are fleeing violence, and they're telling the truth. And the other thing is that I think we need to keep in mind, these are people, just put yourself in their shoes. Imagine you're in your home country, you're being targeted, you're feeling in danger, and you have to figure out a way to, I don't know, get rid of your house, get rid of your things, escape with your family and your children, make your way through several countries all the way to the U.S. border while keeping everybody safe. I mean, the amount of bravery that it takes to go through this journey to me is just overwhelmingly impressive. And that's been my experience as I meet these people over and over again. These are the kinds of people that we want here. They're incredible. They're impressive. They are resourceful and they are brave. And that's the thing that we need to keep in mind. But of course, what you ask, you know, why do we keep having this rhetoric? It's what I mentioned in the beginning. I don't really understand it, but I think that human beings are tribal. Yes. And I think that when Republican conservative politicians are fear-mongering and they're talking about, they're using rhetoric about immigrants as criminals and surging and drugs and they're the ones bringing fentanyl, et cetera, that really gets their base motivated. But what I just really, really hope, I mean, and this is like a mission of my life, is that all of us sort of take a step back and look at this country, this amazing country that we're in, and we get honest with ourselves. I mean, whether or not you're motivated by helping migrants, okay, that may not speak to certain people, but we are an aging nation. Our baby yes. boomers are aging. For the first time next year, we're going to have more people over the age of 65 than under the age of 15 in our nation's history. And we are headed for trouble, big time, in the United States because of our aging population.
So Miss Lincoln Goldfinch, if you'll hang on, we'll mm-hmm. come back to that point after the break because you're just so on point. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Authorities in Baltimore are now offering an $8,000 reward for information after 30 people were shot early Sunday. Two died, and Mayor Brandon Scott says,
"We're going to be here until we find them, until we hold them accountable, until they are held accountable for the actions that they took, because we cannot rest until they do so."
14 of the victims were under 18. 60 million people are under heat advisories across the country, and severe weather could impact holiday air travel, with more busy air travel expected. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to China later this week. She'll be the latest Biden cabinet official to visit China in an ongoing bid to reduce tensions. Over 2,000 Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. At least 8 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing operation. More than 150 people were arrested on the sixth night of demonstrations across France. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A boat caught on fire during an illegal fireworks display on Green Bay. The incident happened around 10:20 Saturday night. Green Bay fire crews arrived quickly and found the fireworks were being shot from a man-made platform built on top of the boat. Damage to the boat was estimated at about $500. There were no known human injuries. Police are investigating multiple drug overdoses at one address on Bellevue's Seville Drive. According to WBAY News, Brown County authorities got a call around 9 p.m. Thursday night that as many as 3 people had overdosed. Deputies administered Narcan. Patients were conscious when taken to the hospital, but the next morning, authorities received a call that there was another overdose at the same address. Despite medical attention, that person did not survive. No names, ages, genders, or even type of drugs involved were provided by authorities. The investigation is ongoing. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, my guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She's a Texas immigration attorney. And you know, Miss Lincoln Goldfinch, before we went to break, you were laying out what I think is absolutely 100% on point with why it's important that these immigrants are, and many of these immigrants are accepted to come into this nation. This nation is not going to be able to stand as it has been throughout all of these centuries without the support of immigrants. And, you know, there's zero population growth for Europeans and for white Americans. For everyone that's born that dies, there isn't a new one born. You know, you're listening to Donald Trump offering money for white Americans to have babies because he knows what the demographers know, that, you know, it's inevitable that the numbers of whites in this nation are eventually going to dwindle to the point that it's going to become a nation of people of color. And so when you know that fact and that truth, then why is it? And I do understand why the people push back. They think that that's going to hasten the fact that they're eventually going to be more minorities in the nation than whites. But that doesn't make any sense from the standpoint, I'm a baby boomer. I know what you just said. 8,000 to 10,000 baby boomers become 65 years old almost every day. And so who's going to, how is a nation going to be able to continue without having the foresight to realize what it is you said?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we're seeing some nations in Asia a few, you know, years ahead of us with this problem. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this aging population issue, you know, impacts China, for example. But over here in the U.S., we have this switch. We can flip. We happen to have a lot of immigrants who would come here at the drop of a hat. And what we, you're so right, this aging population, it's very problematic. We're just starting to feel the pain of it. It's going to impact Social Security. It's going to impact our ability to care for the elderly. And it's coming. It is coming. It is coming. And we see, you know, right now what we're experiencing is difficulty finding workers in certain industries.
Right.
And so you see states trying to, you know, like Iowa, for example, is, you know, passing child labor laws that
yes.
allow, you know, like factories, processing facilities to put, you know, young teens in their factories, and it these laws would indemnify the companies against, you know, injuries that these kids suffer. I mean, it's just absurd when you think about the fact that all we would need to do is fix our immigration laws, turn up immigration, and we could solve this problem in an instant. And I think you got to something there, Earl, that you know, the reason this hasn't been done is a fear of what that could do to our demographics, which is just, we've seen that just over and over. There's this quote from Benjamin Franklin from the 1770s where he's talking about the German, this like German settlement, you know, near where he was. And he was like, how can we be suffered to let them, you know, swarm into our population with their what was the word that he used? It was something to do with the color of their skin. It starts with a C. I'm blanking on the word, but
it's okay.
You know, this is just over and over through the years, we see this same fear. And the deal is, this is just humanity. This is what is happening. And if we want our nation to continue to thrive, we need to be honest with ourselves about the need for immigration and on all levels of skill. We need high-skilled immigrants. We need mid-level skill. We need low-skill immigrants. And the solution to this, of course, is that Congress passes immigration reform that reflects the needs of our economy, which they haven't done, you know, any major immigration reform in over 40 years, and it got even more difficult post 9/11. So the way that immigration policy is passed now is just insane. You know, the presidents pass executive actions, and then they get sued, and then the courts, you know, decide it. That's how immigration policy is made.
And you know, Attorney Lincoln Goldfinch, it is frustrating, because what the American people need is to be educated on what is really taking place, and the outcome of the policies that we're dealing with now, and the impact that that's going to have on their children and their grandchildren. And so those of us who are here right now, especially the baby boomers, we're not going to, in the remainder of our lives, America's going to be able to hold out the baby boomers. But after that, there is certainly uncertainty about what the nation is going to do. So we've got to begin by having discussions and conversations like what you and I are having now, truthful conversations, and not people from the other side who are feeding people a bunch of hogwash in order to stay in political power.
Yeah, I mean, and I've had, you know, some version of this conversation with a lot of conservative people. You know, I speak about immigration a lot, and I get to a point of agreement with them generally on this, you know, that they will agree, yes, we need more immigrants. And then they go down this, you know, sort of like spewing of rhetoric path where they say, but legal, you know, legal immigrants, the ones who do it the right way. And that's when we can sort of start getting into the details of immigration. Asylum is a legal way for people to immigrate, you know, and so someone coming to the border and asking for protection is not breaking the law. And the truth of the matter is, the two main ways that people immigrate to the United States are through family or through employment. Family is, you know, if you have an immediate relative, like a brother, spouse, a kid or a parent, to petition for you, or an employer who's willing to petition for you, which is very restrictive, and the slots are super limited, nowhere near the levels that we need. The wait list for many of those categories is like decades, you know, 20 years plus. And our immigration system now looks nothing like it used to, 50, 70 years ago. So I often have people say, well, you know, my grandfather did it this way, or my parents did it this way, and why can't people just do it like that? And it's like, because the system is completely broken. There is nowhere near the levels of visas available to the people that would come here, number one, and the people that we need to come here, number two.
You know, the other part of this is many immigrants are skilled laborers. They are tradespeople, and really great at what they do. The other part of this is, and I'm like you, only mine is understandable. I'm an old guy, and so I can forget at times. But you know what is the name of the children that were born here? Their parents. And we haven't been able to get their. What do they call
them? You're talking about the Dreamers.
The Dreamers.
DACA program.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for kids who were brought here by the
Yeah, but parents. We still haven't been able to get that worked out.
That's right. That's right. And that exactly. You are exactly right, because if we can't even come together for these kids, I mean, this program has been in place now for 11 years. And these are people, young people who graduated from high school in the United States, you know, fully, they feel very American. Of course,
right.
They also,
it's the only nation they know.
But like, yeah. And I mean, when you know these young people, they, you know, they go to college, they've become nurses, and, you know, they've bought houses and they have families, and they're amazing. The Dreamers are absolutely amazing, and no one really disputes that. That's the thing. I mean, even the conservatives don't have anything negative to say about the Dreamers, and yet they do nothing to advance legislation on behalf of the Dreamers, because they just they can't do anything pro-immigration without a ton of blowback from their base, which goes back to this fear of immigrants, which goes back to the demography that you were talking about. I mean, I think that's the root, the heart of all of this is people's tribalism and their fear of difference, of xenophobia. And to get to that, to start to move that, that's what I don't know the answer is. I don't know the answer to how we start to move that needle.
Let's do this. Let's go to Mark from Sherwood. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Earl. I have a comment. To your point about immigrant tradespeople, I started a business about 10 years ago doing external home maintenance and landscaping. And in that time, I have noticed that the vast majority of people out there working in the trades, whether it's painters, roofers, landscapers, tree companies, on and on, are predominantly Mexican and Central Americans. And they are the hardest workers. And I'm an older guy. They're the hardest workers I've seen. I'm always impressed. People have no idea what it's like to stand on a roof in the heat of summer. I've seen amazing things, and white people don't even want these jobs anymore. And it's really sad, but we have to welcome them, and we need them.
You know, Mark, I often say, if you're an American, you don't want to work next to an immigrant who's come here from those areas that we're talking about, because they don't take breaks for the most part, long breaks. I've seen roofers where they'll do two or three roofs in a day, as opposed to American roofers who will do one for the entire day. And I think part of this too, Mark, is that there are people who think that they are taking the jobs that white men used to do. And that's true. The landscaping jobs, the roofing, what do you call it when you put the things up in the rooms in your houses?
Drywallers.
Though all of those things, they've come in and they are highly skilled, and you know what else? They are cheaper.
If people doubt this, all
drywall is what I was thinking about. But go ahead.
Drywall. Yeah. All they have to do is just drive around for an afternoon. It's just amazing. And then the Journal Sentinel recently did an article on. The dairy farmers, how that's all immigrant labor. I don't know. I don't know how people can fight this. It's so apparent. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. You're right on point. Attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. Wow. You got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP
That's 833-947-8727 or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, and she's a Texas immigration attorney. You know, attorney Goldfinch, if people really understood, there's this belief that these people are coming here with their hands out, and they want to, and they want welfare, and they want to, and we've got to pay for them to get medical insurance and all of that, and all of that's going to be free, and we Americans don't get any of those things. And this is what they hear. This is what the people believe. And I don't think any of those people are coming here because they want a free handout.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a common misunderstanding. First of all, immigrants don't qualify for public benefits like, you know, welfare and Section 8 housing until they actually have a green card or citizenship. So they've got to be permanent, you know, have permanent status in the U.S. before they even could get anything like that. And again, I'll go back to the data and the statistics. All of the economic studies show that immigrants are a net economic benefit. Most of the studies show that. So immigrants start companies, they create more jobs, actually. That one is very clear, hands down. Immigrants create more jobs in the U.S. versus taking jobs. And then in terms of the sort of the economic impact of immigrants, they pay a lot of taxes, actually.
Yes.
They pay, you know,
yes,
property taxes, even if they're renting. They pay sales taxes. Many of them pay into Social Security, even if they don't, you know, have a Social Security number themselves. I mean, so immigrants are not, this is a total misconception, hands down. Immigrants are not taking and coming for a handout. They are adding to our economy, and we need them. And that is just clear.
Let's do this. Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Number two, I live in California, and what I see, and I see it now more and more in Wisconsin, is that, you know, first they want to use the slave labor. They want to use the low price, but then when in our case, a lot of Latinos want to start running their own business, want to start, you know, moving up, then all of a sudden the same people that were so upset or were so happy with them coming in for the slave labor, I get upset because now all of a sudden they're competing. And then they say, oh, they need to be sent back. It's hilarious to me in terms of the double standard that goes on there. And also I want to say that when it comes to the immigration policies, what ends up usually happening is a lot of these people came, and this is something that's missing, but a lot of these people came from dictatorships, and they came from very authoritarian governments. So when you have Republicans that are telling these people right off the bat when they get here that the Democrats are the ones that are taking over our you know, government, tyrannical government, and all of this kind of stuff, unfortunately, there are a lot of immigrants that will start believing that. And they start believing that, and they start actually voting the opposite way because of the fact that they think that it's like the country that they came from. And I think that's a missing spot that's there. And we do not have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. That is the bottom line. If you don't want immigrants here, then you know what? Then start going after the people that are hiring.
Yes.
Rather than anything else.
Hey, Tom, man, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Attorney Lincoln Goldfinch, how right was he?
Yeah, I mean, he was certainly right on in this idea of illegal employment. And I say this all the time. We have this fallacy going here in the U.S. where we have all these jobs. We have all of this opportunity for immigrants, and we need them. And it's almost like this wink, wink, you know, come on over, but the laws don't support it. And so people want and need immigrants. There are jobs for them. And then in the same breath will, you know, say anti-immigrant stuff. So once again, let's get back to the truth. Let's talk honestly with each other. This nation needs more immigrants, and we need to pass laws that will expand the immigration population in the United States, and that benefits everybody.
All right, Dave from Mequon, quickly.
Good morning. I was just in Phoenix last week. I was out there for spring training.
Okay, quickly.
And I can tell you firsthand that what I saw in Arizona was unbelievable, the amount of homeless people. It's out of control. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I disagree with your guess from the standpoint that California has been encouraging, you know, they allow people to take positions.
So
now
you disagree with her from what perspective,
States.
Dave? You disagree with her on what?
The fact that that undermines the people in the U.S. that are looking for jobs. You have high black unemployment. So they're competing against people that are illegal. Yes, they are.
I know, but Dave.
And the fact is, they are overwhelming the hospitals.
So Dave, we've been on this discussion for an hour. We're up against the break. I wish you would have called earlier. I'm going to give my guest the last minute to respond to you, and we're going to bring her back. So 844-967-2789. You got the last word, attorney.
Awesome. Right now?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I hear you. There are all sorts of other problems. Homeless populations agree. There are Americans who need help and who need work. But it is a fallacy to connect immigration to those problems. We also need immigrant labor. We've done this before. When we completed the railroads in the 1800s or the late 1700s, we brought over Chinese immigrant labor to complete the railroads. And then right after that, immediately turned around and said, Chinese laborers are taking all the jobs. It wasn't true then. It's not true now. These are things that we are being told, and we're seeing other problems that need fixing. That does not mean that we don't also need immigrants.
So Attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, thank you. And I will be bringing you back again and again and again because you're just what's needed. I'll be in touch after the show. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Next up, Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance. We'll be right back.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
ABC News.